This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I fear America is filled with people who focus their entire lives around being people of value rather than people with values, and it's killing us. Welcome in. This is Religionless Christianity. I'm your host, Spencer. As always, this is my lovely wife, Nikki. And yep, today we are going to be talking about, well, today and probably Wednesday as well, we're going to be talking about this idea of value versus values. Today we'll be looking more broadly, kind of across the nation, at this idea. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be trying to narrow this down to just the Christian church in America. So before we dive in, honey, is there anything you would like to say?
Yeah, just stay tuned for Friday. We have an interview coming out with Nazarene Caffeine, and we'll have the links in the description here so they can go check them out ahead of time. Good.
Yeah, please make sure you like and subscribe, follow whatever platform you're on. If it's YouTube or the podcast, please stick with us. And the Discord is there. We'd love to have you guys jump on the Discord. But yeah, stay tuned for Friday. Obviously, I'm sure most of you don't know Nazarene Caffeine. But I think that's what's so great about the Christian brotherhood, like body of Christ. You know, we all know the famous ones that, you know, are on TV and the ones you hear all the time. But like, there's more good Christian voices in this country than John MacArthur. Not that we don't love John MacArthur, but there's so many passionate and thoughtful, smart people. And we think Nazarene Caffeine is one of those. He's very active on Twitter, so his link or his Twitter handle will be down in the show notes. His blog, he updates constantly, multiple times a week with good articles. So links will be down there to his website. Go check those out. But you'll want to stay tuned for the interview because that will be better than all of it. So at least we hope so. So what's the difference, right? Because these words sound so similar.
Yeah, they do sound very similar, but they mean very different things. So value means to consider someone or something to be important or beneficial, have a high opinion of, or the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Values, on the other hand, are a person's principles or standards of behavior. One's judgment of what is important in life. Those are very different. So you have to listen, I don't know, closely when we say value or values.
Yeah, like we're probably going to mess that up a handful of times in this episode. But the truth is, like, we believe that sort of we as a nation, and we lump ourselves in here, you know, because we're infallible, just like
we always want to sharpen ourselves.
We're not infallible. See? But we think in this nation, we love one and we hate the other. And unfortunately, I think we love the idea of being of value.
Yeah.
You know, we could take time and we do, you know, obviously in different episodes, to look at specific news stories. And that's obviously what this show is built around a lot. But we thought instead of looking at, you know, specific individual stories, like, you know, we got right here, gun violence breaking out across the country. Like, what else is new, right? We could look at this individual story. Spoiler, they're going to blame it all on the gun. but, you know, I feel like that's, we wanted to talk broader than that, right? We could even, you know, go into celebrity culture and find specific articles about that. You know, we all see them, I guess, if you're into the news, right? Like, every day it seems like there's another 50-year-old actress, you know, former actress that just slapping a bikini on to go jump on Instagram, you know, so they can make a few extra bucks because they really have no value, or they're not placing any value outside of monetary value.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Yeah. I know you're going to talk about respect later, but that's all, like, we lose even respect for ourselves in order to get, like, be of worth to the world, like, in their eyes.
Yeah, it's like terrible, and the world drives you to that.
Yeah, and you want people to respect you, but you don't even respect yourself or respect others and do things in an honest way, or I don't know.
That's a complete side note. I'm surprised we haven't done an episode on porn yet, and we'll probably get to that pretty quickly. But just as you mentioned that, like, we want the world to respect us, but we do things that make the world not respect us. And I feel like that's so much with, like, the porn culture mm-hmm. that we have in this country. Like, we love to talk about porn and promote porn and stuff like that, but when you actually find out that somebody, like, watches porn or is, like, involved in porn, you're like, dude, that's disgusting. It's just like, oh man, like, nothing's wrong with porn. And then they're like, do you watch porn? Like, oh god, no, not me, you know. Like, it's embarrassing. Like,
I know we bring it up a lot, but we haven't done,
we will do an episode on porn. So what does the world place value in? Like, what is value by the world's standards? Obviously, I would say first and foremost, and probably the catalyst to everything else that the world places value in, and that's money, right? Which is funny, because we have rules on money, right? The one that's very famous, everybody knows, that comes from 1 Timothy 6:10, if you want to read that, honey.
Yes, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. So, like, what people do for money or for attention, you know, the porn thing, a lot of money in that. I don't know what they make, but I'm assuming a lot of money. It's a $1 billion industry. So it's like the love of that money causes you to do evil things in order to get it.
What's funny is, I bet you if you asked most people, they would probably agree with that statement,
mm-hmm.
that the love of money is a root of evil, and it doesn't change anything because they just desire it so much.
But if you want to apply it to specific things in people's lives, that's when you get the pushback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't actually apply the principle. Just keep it in the back corner somewhere. Put it on a poster on your wall. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Do you? Another one that they place a lot of value in would be education. You know, I think, and it's so, like, we hold education almost as highly as we hold money in this country, I feel like, and probably because education is a way to get us money. So money may be the ultimate value there. But we love to deflect everything to, like, supposed experts in this country. You know, oh, the doctor said it, you know, then. And the thing is, like, we talk about college like it's the new promised land in this country. Like, college is where the, you know, flowing with milk and honey. Never mind that the milk and honey they're providing you is, like, communist, racist, homosexual indoctrination and propaganda. But that's the promised land.
Yeah, but you leave with a lower standard of your morals and values. That exchange, and you don't realize that's what you're doing. But Proverbs does tell us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and that's one area nobody wants to study today.
No, I mean, ministries, you can see in the article, seminary schools are drying up, nobody wants to be ministers anymore because there's just not enough monetary value in it for us. You know, there's better ways to do it. And another one that I think could be sort of in line with this is status or fame. Everyone's desiring status or fame, you know, whether you're a supposed Instagram model, a streamer. You know, I think even our politicians, by and large, today are actors and actresses. You know, you name it. And I'm sure it's mostly due, again, to the fact that money, that ultimate value, comes along with status and fame in many respects. And to be clear, with all of these, status and fame, education, money, and all that, they're not necessarily negatives in and of themselves. But when they're the end goal rather than a byproduct of your end goal, then they are. Like, if your end goal is to have values, and through living out your values, you earn higher education and a profitable, you know, employment, then that's great. But when the profitable employment is the end goal and you sacrifice all the values to get there,
right,
that's a negative.
Yeah, and the Bible tells us in Joshua 6, so the Lord was with Joshua and his fame was in all the land. Joshua's desire was to serve the Lord, and the Lord made him famous. So Joshua wasn't desiring the fame. It's that seeking first the kingdom. And yeah, I know that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, he placed his values, obviously, first and foremost, and the Lord rewarded him for that. And not to say that that's going to be the end result for everybody. You know, we all have a different role to play. This isn't health and wealth and prosperity gospel here. This is just in that result, he earned his fame through the proper channels. And the last one that I sort of jotted down here, looking at this, what does America value? I came up with respect, and this one drives me nuts. The respect value that people have. People love respect in this country. Like, everyone thinks they have earned respect or they deserve respect while simultaneously not giving respect to anything or anybody else. Like, we read or we saw that article, the gun violence breakout. And if I was a betting man, I would place probably around 90% of those shootings had to do with respect or disrespect in some form or fashion. It's insane. So you look at what American value or what America places value on, and you juxtapose that with what values are, like real values, things like generosity, courage, hope, peace, hard work, integrity, kindness, humility, modesty, forgiveness. Like, this list could probably go on and on and on, but you know, you kind of get the point. Like, those are real values.
Mm-hmm. And compassion is so rare. In our culture, it's like, have compassion for, you know, the poor and the widows. And people are like, oh, forget that. Let the government just raise our taxes and they can take care of them.
Yeah, I think that compassion idea, you can kind of tie that together with forgiveness. And nobody has forgiveness in this country anymore. You know, we've made note previously, even, you know, we'll talk more about the church on Wednesday, but like, Peter wouldn't be allowed in the American church today. You don't got no forgiveness for him. And compassion, like, you know, tell one of your buddies you're going to go and give that homeless guy in the corner $20. See how compassionate they are to the poor amongst us.
Yeah, we think we know the reason why they're poor. And even maybe we're doing some of the same things that led to that person's situation. So we better be careful, because you don't know. Sin might get the best of you, and you could end up in the same situation.
Oh, absolutely. Like, none of us are impervious to that sort of stuff. But, I mean, I'd love for someone to find me the Bible verse that, you know, Jesus tells us to have compassion on the poor and the widows. Unless you've got government programs, Right. Then you're alleviated from that responsibility. Like, it doesn't exist. And we're just as guilty, obviously. We're not preaching down to anybody.
Yeah, we shouldn't
here.
Let the government take the place of what we're called to do as the church. And I think we've done that. We've passed the responsibility onto the government in a lot of areas.
Yeah,
especially
I think so.
With teaching our children I don't know. That one gets me a lot.
Yeah, go watch our last episode. But anyways, in all honesty, we wouldn't even have this podcast, or we wouldn't at least see a need for this sort of podcast if we still thought this country lived by values rather than seeking value. You know, in my opinion, I think in our opinion, our nation has fallen from its perch. And the only reason that we still look as attractive as we do to the outside world, I think, is because the rest of the world is screwed up so bad. You know, they're so bad that we still look like a promised land to a lot of places. And the thing is, when you place value, like your own personal value, over values, you sort of become unmoored. And there's nothing you won't do to achieve that value. And I think this is where you find so many in the country. You know, we're kind of just talking about, again, the nation at large. We'll still narrow this down more specifically to the Christian church. And just, I was thinking about that as we were coming up with this episode, and my blood was already boiling, wanting to talk about the Christian church and this idea. So make sure you stay tuned to that. I will certainly still walk in love. That'll be my goal. But,
well, the thing is all these ideas and the things that we use to define value in ourselves or others aren't impressive or worthwhile without values attached to them. Like if you attain wealth, but you aren't remaining humble, kind, generous, what value is it? You can buy a big boat, but is anybody going to want to come and hang out on your boat with you?
Yeah, owning an island, living on it all by yourself. Or unless you just have people that want to hang around you for your money. But that's a pretty shallow way to
Maybe
have
you
friends.
Don't care.
And I'm sure a lot of people would say, I don't care. Just give me the money. I'll be on a big boat by myself. But I think deep down, I think in the end, that would turn out to be pretty shallow. And the same thing can sort of be said about education. You know, you can have all the education in the world and sort of be what Calvin Coolidge said. He called him an educated derelict. Education with values, and you could turn out to be Dr. Ben Carson. Or you could have education without values and turn out to be Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Both very educated men.
Yeah, I think when you compare them, you really get the point.
I wonder if younger kids even know who Dr. Kevorkian is anymore. He's like our hometown's claim to fame. We're from Michigan, Jackson, Michigan, more specifically, which houses the state penitentiary. And that's where Dr. Kevorkian got sentenced to. Hometown.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's like status or fame seems to be the drug of choice in America, and it's probably mostly due to social media and the internet making it seem like it's a possibility for everyone. And sadly, though, without values, there's nothing stopping you from taking the easiest route to stardom. Just in our nation, I guess. And that's something as simple as taking your clothes off. You want more followers, take off more clothes. What benefit is that to this world?
Yeah, you could try to do it the hard road, right? Take the hard road to fame like maybe a Jordan Peterson did. You know, where after decades in academia, your stardom sort of rose just from kind of espousing what you've been espousing for years and staying sort of aligned with your normal beliefs. And, you know, I was trying to think, what's a more enjoyable way to live? This, hey, I'm going to be Jennifer Lopez, and I'm 50 years old, almost a grandmother, but I'm just going to keep slapping that bikini on and taking pictures, or I'm going to be an Instagram model and have to start taking my clothes off to get followers, or be Jordan Peterson and just keep doing what you've always been doing.
Yeah, it's like people don't even, it's like they don't know another way to get fame, or it's like, you know, you have gifts and talents, things that are valuable, like in a good way. But it's like, it's really just the get rich quick. And I don't know. It's really just a shame. It's like God made you for more. He gave you gifts and talents, and I don't know. It's just, you don't have to lie and bend and twist your lifestyle and beliefs with the whims of the godless.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's because we've lost that value, or the values of hard work in this country. Like, nobody wants to sit down and listen and like, hey, you want a six-figure job in this country? Here's what you're going to do. Go to school for 6 years. Start out with minimum wage. Then you're going to work in an entry-level job for 28 to 30 years. And when you're done, you're going to make about 200 grand a year. You're like, I could get naked and dance on TikTok right now and make 200 grand. You're like, yes, but let me explain why that's not right. And they're like, screw you, old man. Like,
yeah, it's like we know what will be like instant gratification. You're going to get what you want quicker.
Although I do wonder how many people actually make 200 grand a year. You probably take your clothes off and do all of that and not make very much money at all. Who knows? And the same thing goes, you know, all this money, education. I think respect in large part is a joke as well. You know, we respect people because of our values, but without them, like, what's to respect?
Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to be telling you to respect others. They just want you to respect them.
Yeah. And I always think about this respect thing because I grew up listening to hip hop, like rap music a lot. I still listen to rap music. It's just Christian rap now. But like, nobody talks about respect more than rappers, which is so ironic. Yeah. Since they don't respect anybody or anything, but everybody's supposedly supposed to respect them. So without, you know, values, like the values of like understanding that we're all sinners, you know, we're just the same, being brought sort of to this place of humility and kind of knowing that, hey, you know, that person over there, they're just the same. You know, they're just as screwed up as I am, maybe in a different way. And as a screwed up person, I want respect. So I'm assuming they also want respect. So because of that value of humility, or the values of humility, you're going to show them the respect that you would also want to receive. Not, you know, hey, show me respect because I'm better than you in some way. Show me respect because we're both screwed up and we might as well respect each other.
All it boils down to is treat others the way you want to be treated. Like, we all know how people want to be treated because we all know how to love and care for ourselves. You don't need to teach anybody how to love others. It's natural. You know it. You don't have to even teach that to a kid.
No, and this whole, like, you better respect me even though I don't respect you, like, this just leads to hatred and division. You know, you can take a look at our political class and all we hear, and it changes every 4 years, right? Like, this party's in office and, ah, those guys are monsters, they're evil, they're going to kill you all. And then we have elections, the power shifts to the other side, and then what does that side do? Oh, no, now the new guys in office are all evil monsters and they're going to kill you. And there's no healing there, you know, which is why we're obviously in the place we're in this nation. And the problem with placing value over values is, in the end, again, you just justify the means. You'll literally do like anything to become a person of value if you don't have values.
Yeah, we in this nation would be right to love one value or values and hate the other. And the problem is that we have them switched around. If we're willing to throw away our values for the sake of value, then there's no turning this nation back. We're just going to continue down this perilous road that we are on until we meet a very painful end.
I 100% agree. So as we get ready to wrap this episode up, though, do you have any final thoughts you want to toss in?
I think I'll just save them for the next episode.
Stay tuned for the next episode. But I think as we sort of end here, we have this misconception that values are somehow limiting, which is why we don't like them. You know, and they are to an extent, you know, which is, again, probably why we hate them. They're bumpers on our bowling lane, right? You know, if you're held to values and you have this limit, you know, a left and right limit, And we kind of feel like without values, you know, we're just free, you know, again, to do whatever we need to do to accomplish our goal of being a person of value. You know, no matter how many people you hurt, no matter how many bridges you burn, if it gains you the value in the end, it's good and it's all worth it. And you've seen where that's sort of getting this country, and it's to a very ugly place. And I think the only way that this gets corrected is, you know, by first you got to sort of find out what your values are, which is a fairly easy thing to do. Find out what's important to you. The harder part of that would be then you kind of got to start your journey towards living those values. And we here believe at Religionless Christianity that has to start with the Christian church. This was a Christian nation. This nation is only going to go so far as the Christian church in this nation takes it. And again, that is what we will be discussing on Wednesday. So please make sure you come back. Share this with a friend. If you can, we would certainly appreciate it. And if you got time, jump on the Discord, jump on the Facebook. We'd love to hear from you guys. But that's all we got for today. Love you. God bless.